In its earliest days, CRP focused on a general sign-up. So we would take acreage that was offered to the agency and enroll that in a 10 to 15-year contract. And over time, given the popularity of the program, we've really had to become a little bit more discerning. And so sign-ups have become more competitive, as this one was. And the environmental benefits are focused on much more in terms of what we're trying to get out of the program. And so this year's environmental benefits index score was higher than it had ever been. Declining commodity prices and the farm bill cap meant this was going to be a very competitive sign-up. I think everybody knew that going into the process, and that was certainly borne out by the numbers. We had far more acres offered than we could ultimately accept, and that's just a testament to the success of the program.
Now, the high bar means that the per-acre conservation benefits are being maximized and that acres enrolled address multiple conservation priorities simultaneously. Over 3 million acres have been offered for an enrollment this year across the three main categories within CRP, as FSA received over 26,000 offers to enroll more than 1.8 million acres during the general enrollment period, and over 4,600 offers to enroll more than 1 million acres in the new CRP Grasslands program. Now, coming off a record-setting 2015 continuous enrollment period, already more than 364,000 acres have been accepted this year in CRP. That triples the pace of last year.